Bring on the off-road. Bring home a new Honda. With a great deal on your favorite Honda vehicles, conquer trails and back roads in cars built for exploring. With the rugged Honda Pilot, Ridgeline, CRV, and Passport, the road might stop, but you're not done. All from the 2025 Kelley Blue Book Best Value brand.
Based on 2025 Consumer Choice Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit kbb.com for more information.
Music, food, art. These things define and unite us. And they come in colors that breathe culture. Colors that connect us with their variety and richness. You'll find that same variety in Valspar Ultra Paints. Great coverage and durability starting at $29.98 per gallon. Enjoy everyday protection against scuffs and wear with a smooth, washable finish. We're made of colors. And with Valspar Ultra, you can reflect that pride of culture you have inside on every wall of your home. Available at Lowe's.
Download Todd and Tyler podcast from the Todd and Tyler app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick, this is your nephew, right? Or nephew?
Cousin.
Cousin's in the studio with us. He's taking sports broadcasting, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Landed.
Dirtiest players in the NFL. I'll start with 10. In the history,
of all time,
of the NFL. That's this guy's list. I'm not going to argue with it because it sounds like all these guys are really good players. Let's go with this.
Vontaze Burfict.
He's on the list.
Dirty bastard.
Okay. He's not 10.
I was thinking of Ndamukong Suh.
He's on the list.
He could do no wrong.
Just stepping on guys.
The Huskers are well represented here by.
Shocking.
How about the Devils? Terrell Suggs?
Yeah.
He should be on here, but this is all time. There's a couple old, not really that. Yeah, there's a couple old timers on here too. We'll start with number 10 from the Green Bay Packers, Charles Martin.
Charles Martin.
You remember him at all?
No.
I think he played in the 80s, maybe, or the 90s.
Did he have a face mask?
This isn't that old. I remember that. I remember Charles Martin.
What was he? Was he one of those nut grabbers in the? In the scrum, was he gouging eyes out?
It was with the Packers from 84 to 87.
It was the 80s. Okay, got it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, due to a late hit on Chicago Bears quarterback Jim McMahon in 86, Martin became the first modern NFL player to have a multi-game suspension for an on-field incident. Yeah, I think I remember seeing this video. He laid McMahon out pretty viciously.
By the way, they're not standalones. That means he must have been kind of a dirty guy the time. Yeah.
First NFL player ejected because of a violent act not part of the game.
Yeah, he wouldn't last a couple of weeks in this league.
No, it's a pussy league.
He wouldn't last a quarter.
Right. Number 9 is Jack Tatum. If you're not a Raiders fan from the 70s, you got to go watch Jack Tatum. He was brutal, man. He paralyzed a guy.
A.K.A. the assassin. Yep. And he hit a New England receiver. Or maybe they were
Stingley?
The Boston Patriots at the time, Daryl Stingley.
And he paralyzed
him. Forearm that he used? Or so? Did he?
Yeah.
You know, there was a hit that was used in the 70s. It was a hit you saw every game.
Yeah.
But he was brutal.
It was just guys who were hard hitters.
Right. Number use 8 is... Yeah, but Tatum was dirty, too, they said.
I think he had a reputation as being pretty dirty.
Number 8 is Albert Haynesworth from them. He's a Titan here, right?
I thought he was a Raider, too.
Well, did he step on somebody, too?
Yeah. Oh, you need.
If somebody's super dirty, the Raider, he has to play for the Raiders at some point.
Yeah. Well, we do have a Raider coming up here, but they have him here in his Tennessee outfit.
Yeah, there was an incident I remember with him that
look up Albert Haynesworth, see what he did.
Oh, numbers, yeah. 2006 against the Cowboys. Julius Jones scored on a rushing play. The Cowboys center fell to the ground. His helmet was removed by Haynesworth, who then attempted to stomp on his head but missed. A second stomp opened a severe wound on this guy's forehead, narrowly missing his eye. Yeah, I remember he got suspended for a number of games.
That's dirty.
Yeah, but it would probably be on that.
Number 7 is Rodney Harrison. Was he dirty? He must have been dirty. They're putting him on the list, you know. I mean, he was a Patriot. We hated the Patriots when he played for them. Yeah.
He's terrible a broadcaster, too.
Yeah. He's a Patriot apologist, too, on those shows, right?
When he's in there. Yeah. Which makes him a terrible broadcaster.
Yeah, but I don't remember Rodney Harrison. Must have been dirty. You find anything dirty about him in there?
Harrison voted the dirtiest player in the NFL by his peers in 2004.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
2006, once again, topped the dirtiest player voted by other players.
The dirty part, players know. They know being tough and being good, these are all great players we're mentioning here. Everyone I'm going to mention.
Did they mention anything specific, consistent?
Well, that's what pushed,
like a lot of nut tapping going on.
Notable suspension for Digging Rodney in, Harrison right. yeah. after a helmet-to-helmet hit in 2002 on Jerry Rice when he was with the Raiders. Preseason game against the Rams went low on Trent Green, resulting in a season-ending knee injury.
Yeah.
And then, here's another reason we should hate Rodney Harrison. That hit on Trent Green opened the door for Kurt Warner.
Oh, yeah.
That was the knee injury that took out Trent Green. Yeah. We'd have never had to deal with the insufferable Kurt Warner if it wasn't for him.
Yeah, but Kurt Warner was a hell of a quarterback.
He was.
I thought Trent Green died on the field when he was playing for the Chiefs once. And it wasn't
It's a Chief.
Sorry. Sort of feeling. He just fell back and hit his head so hard that he just laid there. Trent Green died.
Is there any offensive player on this list?
There actually is. There's a couple coming up here, but they're linemen. They're linemen. Todd.
Okay.
Yeah. Richie Incognito is number six.
Who'd he
play? What was one of his colleges?
One of his colleges was Nebraska.
It was.
And then I believe he spent some time at Oregon. Yeah. He bounced around.
Wasn't he from Omaha?
No, I don't think so.
He was dirty as hell, though, man.
And I think certifiably, diagnosably crazy.
Yeah, he was nuts. But he was also really good.
Yeah.
But he was a Husker,
So it was Rodney Harrison. If you look at his stat line. He was a good player.
All these guys are good. Everybody I'm mentioning here is good. Number five is James Harrison. Now, James Harrison is the only player that Cleek Blakeman told us that he's afraid of.
Yeah.
But see, I never hear about James Harrison being dirty. He was just tough.
I don't either. Did he do stuff in the pile? That's what Todd, that happens a lot in the
pile.
That's
your move.
But you always want me to pile on when I'm there, Nick.
I'm not saying I hate it.
I'm not going to defend James because he's my boy, but the bottom line is I thought he was just so tough. But he might have been a little dirty,
Yeah, just said known for his hard-hitting style. Okay, yeah, right, I remember right, that, but right. I don't remember him ever having a rep as being dirty.
Some guys are called dirty in the NFL or any kind of football because they run till the whistle a lot. And a lot of guys are going, I'm not defending him, but Todd remembers this name. He was a lineman for the Cardinals, the St. Louis Cardinals in the 70s, Conrad Dobler.
Oh, yeah.
He was dirty. He was really dirty. He's number four. Next guy's a Raider. Can you guess? Yeah, he was a Raider and a Bronco.
Bill Romanowski.
You got it.
Oh, yeah.
Good one.
Dirty. I was waiting for him.
Yeah.
He was one of those dudes that was just like a headhunter.
Spit on a few guys, didn't he?
Yeah, he was a douchebag, too.
Yeah.
I think we interviewed him once or twice.
Well, I think we did.
Really? He had some sports nutrition stuff he was pimping or something. Yeah, we talked to Bill Romanowski.
Oh, sure we did.
Yeah.
Did he feel bad about any of it?
I don't think we brought it up.
I don't think you brought up being dirty. I think I was afraid of him on the phone.
Yeah.
That bastard.
Hey, remember that time you spit on a guy? That was
number
not
two
cool.
is your boy there, Todd. Not your boy. He didn't play for them, but Vontaze Burfict, right, is for the Bengals.
Did he play with the Bengals his whole career? Bengals.
Yeah, it says, I don't know his whole
is
career.
Is he still active?
Oh, I don't think so.
Isn't he the reason that we have nutty Antonio Brown?
That playoff game across the middle when he just leveled
Antonio Brown and everybody went, that's where the CTE started.
But then Hines Ward got him back. Hines Ward levels Burfict in a play later on
that
season.
That's true.
Remember that?
Yeah. That game got real nasty.
Yeah, yeah. You're right, Todd. I think Terrell Suggs should be in here, but they only have 10. Number one.
Sue?
Unbelievable ball player. They have him in his Lions outfit here. Sue. And Sue was dirty.
I don't believe it.
So we got two Huskers on there, Nick. Well, at one point.
One of the best Huskers of all time.
He probably was one of the best Huskers
we
of all time.
We could probably get a guy from the practice squad to say that he played dirty during practice squad games.
Sue?
Yeah.
Of course, I'm not going to call him that if we run into him.
Yeah, and a couple of those incidents were against the Packers. You remember,
He stepped on people, he stomped on the lineman's head, and then
he stepped on Aaron Rodgers the one time.
Well, can you blame a guy for that?
At that time, yeah, I could.
Hey, it's my boy.
At that time, I could definitely blame him.
Yeah.
Now he's like eats lunch with Warren Buffett and is a very sound financial guy.
Oh, yeah.
You think he has some sort of wealth podcast or something. Yeah.
Thanksgiving 2012 kicked Houston Texans quarterback Matt Schaub in the groin.
He stepped on a lot of people.
He was dirty, man.
Oh, yeah,
dirty.
We saw a lot.
Well, he's number one on this list. He's number one.
They don't list any of his college antics because they were pretty frequent, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It wasn't quite dirty, but there was that Big 12 championship game where he was just throwing Colt McCoy around. Wow. And then McCoy won the Heisman. That still pisses me off.
You had some blood flow when you said that line, didn't you? I could tell. Yeah.
It's the last time Husker football mattered.
Oh, well, this would be, according to NFL referees, guys who were giving people the business.
Yeah.
A lot of them, yeah. Right.
All these guys were frequently penalized for giving them the business.
Whatever. They're all great football players, just all a little dirty.
Yeah, that could be like a four-yard penalty. Yeah.
Juju Smith-Schuster was the guy who got revenge on Vontaze Burfict.
Oh, that was it.
Right.
Yeah, that was it.
And got suspended for it as a result.
Already done.
Maybe the only consequential thing he did with the Steelers.
Oh, Juju, I know. Yeah. Yeah.
He had to go to the Chiefs to get some rings.
The Chiefs.
Shut up.
Yeah. Shut up, Nick. No dog power for you when I see you.
Oh, no.
All right, you can talk me into it.
All right. Yeah. That'll be a real tough sell.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.